This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Great weekend as we roll through RBG. Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies heading through the weekend. That's part of the conversation. And what will happen? Will there be a replacement? There is the push to hurry and make that happen. Mitch McConnell says so. The president says so. But the Democrats say, screw you. They don't want to do it. And they're giving the example of Obama, when he wanted that to happen with 100 days to go before the election. However, if you look at the numbers, the Senate does have the majority. So Mitch McConnell is saying, we could confirm a new Supreme Court justice before the election. And that's what he said after Ginsburg's death on Friday. He outlined a timeline on which other Supreme Court justices were confirmed by the body, noting that while there's 43 days until the election, the Senate has more than sufficient time to process a nomination. So this is huge, needless to say. Huge in so many ways because of the makeup of the court, because of the legacy, presidents naming judges, and all of that, and of course, in a year where could it be more polarized in the nation that we live in. So there's going to be a big fight over filling Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court. There are apparently some women. In fact, the president says he wants to replace her with a woman. Republicans can't lose 4 votes because they do have that majority, as I said, 53 to 47 in the Senate. And at least 2 have said they do not support taking up the nominee before the election. Shockingly, Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican out of Alaska, we know, and Susan Collins, the other Republican out of Maine, have both said they want voters to have a say in filling the vacancy, and the Senate shouldn't approve Trump's nominee before November. So that's 2 if they stick with it, but either one of those 2 could blow in the wind. We've seen that before out of them, so they might be saying that tough talk now, but they might not be going that way once somebody is nominated. So you can bet somebody will be nominated. Senator Lindsey Graham and Chairman of the Senate Judiciary, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the panel tasked with, of course, examining judicial nominations, wrote a letter to the Democrats on the committee Monday. He vowed to proceed as fast as possible to process any nomination made by the president to fill the vacancy. So there you go. The Democrats are pushing back and saying that's baloney because before McConnell was saying the opposite with Obama, but what said yesterday doesn't matter. It's about what's happening today. So I think for sure we will see a nominee. It's just a question of who is that nominee going to be? Who is that nominee going to be? All right, besides that, which is huge, like I said, that is the, and this is a word, ginormous news of the day. Always in the background is, of course, what we're living with, and this is important in the presidential year, and it's the race to get the vaccine and dealing with COVID-19. And how quickly is that going to happen? We're seeing that there's all this conversation about, well, now you have the flu coming in and here we are in the fall and that second wave will be a tsunami. Others saying that that's exaggerated. And what the CDC says is that there is an update on how the virus spreads. It was posted in error because there's something that they posted And they said they shouldn't have posted it. So instead, because they took down this guidance warning on possible airborne transmission of the novel coronavirus, saying that the draft recommendation was posted. So it was just a draft. Whoops, we posted the draft. We didn't mean to do it. I mean, what is going on at the CDC? Could they be more klutzy or clumsy? I mean, seriously, how many times have they tripped over themselves with this? So the withdrawn guidance that was posted there on Friday recommended that people use air purifiers to reduce airborne germs indoors and to avoid from the disease from spreading. And so now there was requests all over the place to know more about it, and they realized, oh, this wasn't what we meant to post, because they said that COVID-19 could spread through airborne particles, could remain suspended in the air, and travel beyond 6 feet. So, if you remember earlier in the month, the president took exception to comments from the CDC director, who said masks might even be more effective than a vaccine for the novel coronavirus that could be broadly rolled out in mid-2021. So, you know, here we go again. By the way, the World Health Organization has not changed its policy on aerosol transmission of the coronavirus. They still believe the disease is primarily spread through droplets, but that enclosed crowded spaces with inadequate ventilation, that's really where all of this can occur. And in the meantime, what are we looking at with the deaths of those in the U.S. of the coronavirus? A guest who's coming in next week on our Author's Corner talked to me today. He was a former longtime professor at the University of Alabama. He got COVID-19. His wife is in the hospital for the next 10 days. She's battling it, but coming through on the other side. So luckily, they are not in the death statistic. 200,000 people have died from COVID-19. That's out of 6.85 million cases worldwide, because we have so many people listening beyond our borders. Thanks for that. 963,000 people have died. 21.3 million in the world have recovered, and that's out of 31.2 million cases. Now, these are statistics we know that have been reported. There may be more. There may be more. You know, who knows? And here's the thing. We keep looking, we, meaning here in the United States and other places, you know, we keep looking for the answer. We keep looking for the solution. And I think people are COVID weary. You know, you don't have to be a genius to realize that when you talk to people about what's happening. I noticed in my neighborhood, the kids were going back to school and they had masks on. They looked happy. They were in lines. It's an elementary school and parents were dropping kids off and the crossing guards were there. And it looked like any other day, except for that I don't believe I saw. You know, and this is just my eye sampling what I saw as I was walking around the school, but walking on the outside of school with the dog, taking him for a walk. You know, everybody had a mask on. They just had a mask on like it was no big deal. Like, here we are, hi, waving, saying hi to people, dropping kids off. Only the thing that was different was they were masked up. You had plenty to say about RBG and the Supreme Court Justice who will be next. That's coming up in the mailbag. I'm running down there right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better, for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
What?
Dig in the mail bag.
All right, a ton of you had something to say about RBG, and we're going to jump to that, including who do I think is going to be nominated by the president. There's definitely a short list, and I'll give you my best guess, and I think everybody thinks this same name. I'll go there in a second. I got this one from Teddy, listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Teddy says, hey, rip RBG. No matter what, there were plenty of things she and I would not have agreed on, but she was one tough broad. God bless her family, because she had a man that backed her up, and she knew the law, and she didn't have a chip on her shoulder. Whether or not, I'll say it again, I agreed with some of her politics, I do think she stood for something that was American, and she helped all women, no matter if they are Republicans or they are Democrats. All right, Teddy, high five, saying it doesn't matter about that, that we wouldn't agree, but he realizes some of what she had to do or what she had to put up with that ultimately changed, really, a lot of laws and made lives different for a lot of people in America. All right, this one is from Ellen, who is listening to us in Los Angeles, and Ellen says, Kate, it scares me to death to think what the hardcore Republicans are going to do to stack the deck. What happened to fair and balanced justice will be ugly if Trump gets his way and gets the next Supreme on the court. How fast can they shove this through? And do you think they will? Well, if you're the guy standing there, you care about legacy and you care about getting that judge on. So if the push is on and the numbers are there, except for you have two senators already saying they're going to bail. We'll see if they stick to that, first of all. But then still the numbers would be in the favor of the president. So who's the president lined up, or who's being talked about? Barbara Lagoa is one of them, and she is somebody who is on the Florida Supreme Court, and she would fit the bill nicely. She's, you know, for, again, a legacy, etc. She's the daughter of Cuban exiles, so there you go. Again, on the top of the list. Definitely she's being vetted. There's no question about that. She's in her early 50s. She, like I said, has been on the Florida Supreme Court. So she's there, super conservative. Roe v. Wade, she could be somebody who would weigh in the direction of eliminating that. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know that for sure. I mean, again, she's from Miami. Florida is an important state. Think about that. A member of the Florida Supreme Court, like I've said now a couple of times. So they vetted her before Governor Ron DeSantis named her to the top court in January of 2019. So that would raise the stakes considerably if you think about installing a second Latina on the high court. I mean, let's just look at that and that process and how that would go through. So a 14-year tenure as a state and a federal judge, you know, her record could be scrutinized. There's no doubt about that. But I'll give you some background quickly on her. She sided with businesses helping to turn back a higher minimum wage in Miami. She limited recourse for homeowners facing foreclosure. She reversed or rejected cases of employees who sued Caterpillar and Uber. She wrote a controversial decision finding that DeSantis had broad executive authority to suspend a county sheriff over his handling of a 2018 shooting in Parkland, Florida. And the abortion question is one that's interesting, because if you look at Roe v. Wade, like I said, I don't know where she would go because she expounded on abortion and legal limits and whatnot. But she's definitely pro-life, and she's reliably hard pro-life. She's a hardcore Catholic, and I would think that would put her right there. So Lagoa is, I think, going to absolutely be, she's on the short list. I think she's going to be the choice. That's what I think is going to happen. I think she is the choice. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Brian. Kate, it's been a long time since I have said hello to you. So a big, big hello. It's interesting looking at people as I had to fly back from the East Coast. It's interesting looking people on flights and in airports. Most are really, really covering up. I think that there is a great fear of flying. I can't imagine that the airlines are backing or are really suddenly going to see that they're going to be back in serious business again with people, because I think less will continue to fly. What do you think? Well, bingo, less will continue to fly. They just did a new poll. I'm trying to think of where that poll was, on people going to the movies and people feeling comfortable at restaurants, and even though lots of places are reopening, and flights definitely low on the list. Movies low on the list. A lot of indoor stuff, I'll call it, low on the list. All right, this one from Morgan, who says, Ms. Delaney and all the listeners of America Tonight, your show, I think it's very sad, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, 87. Boy, she was some kind of fighter. You always say left of left, right of right. Well, I would be one of your more left listeners. And I think she really fought for the underdog. There's no question about it. If you look at her cases and you look at the record and you see how she made her way to the Supreme Court, no matter what your politics are, even though mine meshed with hers, you got to respect a woman like RBG. And I think there are some big concerns as to what happens next. Well, I think you're right. It depends on the point of view, right? I mean, look, even from the Republican point of view, it's the business of getting someone appointed as fast as possible and getting them approved. So this is, you know, we're just like keep hitting the uncertainty button, right? Everything's uncertain. Oh, the Supreme Court justice dies. Boom, uncertainty button again. That's the thing. It's the big question. Everything's a question mark. So this is just another question mark that gets added to the pile. What's going to happen? You saw that the market flipped. I was talking to somebody today, and we were actually looking at the market. We were watching it, rolling averages and stuff, and the Dow was just plummeting as we were talking. Like, what do you attribute that to? The death of a Supreme Court justice? The Dow was set to drop 500 points at the open on Monday because of some new lockdowns, even though there's still reopenings because of coronavirus, and no federal stimulus plan yet. So there's fears about what's going to happen domestically with the economy. And, you know, that makes for the start of the week to be a little bit rocky. Because you already have so much doubt over there, like I described, uncertainty. Sadly, uncertainty is the word. So business wise, etc. When we see this roller coaster ride, and then you have the fight that's gearing up for Ginsburg's succession. That is a big question. I mean, I don't know. Can majority rule? I mean, here's a good question somebody else asked, and it was kind of during the same conversation as we segged into something else. Can majority rule actually thrive, survive, any of that in the U.S.? Think about that. I'm not so sure if it can. Not so sure about that. All right, we have some updates coming up. What's going on with the wildfires in California? What about flooding? Because there was more rain that returned to many of the Gulf Coast areas, especially Texas. Houston just smashed again. Downtown super, super flooded in Houston. My goodness. That's next. See you there.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News. New York City public schools reopened for up to 90,000 children, a small fraction of the city's 1.1 million public school students. But for the first time, any in-person classes have been held since the coronavirus pandemic took hold in March. Pre-kindergarten students and those with advanced special needs were the only students to return to school buildings after New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio abruptly delayed the start of the school year for everyone else last week amid a teacher shortage and ongoing safety concerns. A Republican senator in a tough re-election race will consider President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner joined other Republicans in pledging to consider Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Gardner said he will vote to confirm Trump's pick if the person will protect our Constitution, not legislate from the bench, and uphold the law. However, Gardner was silent on whether the vote should take place before or after the November election. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Washington and in Oregon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for dancing with me to these tunes here on this show. Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So picture this, if you will. Yes, 7,900 wildfires have consumed more than 3.4 million acres. That's just insane. 26 lives lost in California. 26. And I mean, has the dam burst on this? So, and it's not all done. I mean, the air quality readings are off the charts. There are thick shrouds of smoke that make it impossible to see, you know, a few blocks away, depending on where you live. And it's been the worst for San Francisco. It's been terrible in other areas in Northern California. In the South, same thing. Southern California. You get these ghostly orange, kind of Martian red skies. Great when you're watching a movie. Cool when you see it once in a while. But when it's an everyday occurrence, no. Because you know blackouts are coming. Millions have been in the dark. These crazy, unprecedented lightning strikes that just continue to ratchet up these fires. Friday, there was a 4.5 magnitude earthquake that hit Southern California. But, I mean, could Californians be more rattled? This is another thing to heap onto their plate. Now, and what has caused this? Well, it's the hot, dry conditions. They're always conducive to fires, no matter what. And the past August was the warmest on record in California, warmest on record since they started keeping the records in the 1800s. So look at that, and that's part of the reason why that, I mean, the reason why they've gotten so many of them. They're at this point of no return. It's mind-numbing to look at it. I mean, really, it is mind-numbing. You think 2007, oh, that was awful. 2008, oh, my gosh, all those people died. Paradise fires, oh, this is terrible. And then you figure, okay, now they're covered for a while, right? No. Not at all. And the whole West Coast. I mean, that's what's even scarier. So some of the fires are being contained, but they're far from over. I guess that's the best way to put it. Far, far, far from being done with. They're not. And there's so many firefighters that are on the line trying to fight it. And, hey, God bless those firefighters, right? I mean, coming from every nook and cranny in the country, because the people on the front line of this are exhausted, working, if they could, round the clock, but barely getting enough shut-eye for what you have to do. And they're not complaining, but the fact is you need as many fresh people to be able to battle some of these fires as those that are running on empty, so to speak, but are giving it everything they have. I mean, giving it everything they have. All right, when have you heard about prisoner swaps? Well, you have, of course, in the past, but Iran says they're ready for a full prisoner exchange with the United States. Foreign Minister Zarif said in a virtual address to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York on Monday, because there are some heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Washington is demanding that Iran release U.S. citizens, including Iranian-American father and son, Baskar and Simak Namazi, who they say are political prisoners. But Tehran denies that they hold people for political reasons and has accused many of the foreigners in his jails of what? Of course, spying, espionage. Iranians detained in the U.S. mostly for breaking sanctions are being unjustly held, is what they're saying back. So, I don't know. Are they going to have a prisoner swap? They're saying they can exchange all prisoners. They can do it. And remember, relations really thawed when Trump exited Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with the major powers and reimposed sanctions on Tehran that have crippled their economy. So there was more pressure that was being put on the necks, on the backs of the Iranians at the weekend, over the weekend, when they said they had triggered a snapback of UN sanctions and slapped new ones on Iranian officials. There's one story that's so sad. Navy veteran Michael White, detained since 2018, returned home in June in return for the United States allowing Iranian-American physician Majid Tahari to visit Iran. White said he contracted COVID-19 while he was in detention. So they had been working on that for some time to make that happen, to make that exchange. So we'll see where that goes. about this? Here's something you don't hear of too much, but or you do hear of him, but not as much lately, which, you know, kind of makes sense. But Ed Snowden, sound familiar? Name sound familiar at all? Ed Snowden, anybody? Give me Ed Snowden. Yes, so Ed Snowden is giving up about $5 million from a book and from speeches. He's in exile, of course, in Russia after leaking classified intelligence documents from his time as a CIA defense contractor. He's agreed to give up that money from the book and the speeches. His book is Permanent Record. It was published last year without approval of the government. They say that violated contracts he signed with the CIA and the National Security Agency. The Justice Department sued to get his profits. A federal judge sided with the department and is considering how much Snowden must pay. Snowden had earned $4.2 million for book sales, royalties, and other rights. He's also given 56 paid speeches in which he included information that breached his government secrecy agreement, they say. That's the court filings from his lawyers, and the Justice Department said the same thing. He made about $1.3 million total from those speeches. The money goes into a trust per the mutual agreement between Snowden and the Trump administration. So an attorney for Snowden is considering an appeal. They say it's not like he's going to fork over the money. This gives them a judgment they were going to get anyway, saying it might be hard for the government to get Snowden's money if it is kept out of the United States. And you just wonder, will this is kind of a game of chicken in a sense. Will he eventually give in? And I think it depends on who's president and what the thought is. But right now, not today, no. I don't see that at all. In the battle of the ballots, this story is important, so sorry, Ed Snowden. We move from your dilemmas to this. A judge extended Wisconsin's absentee cutoff 6-day post-election for ballots postmarked by November 3rd, saying that they can be counted up to 6 days after, as long as they're postmarked. So that ruling is big. Unless overturned, that means that the outcome of the presidential race in Wisconsin might not be known for days after the polls close. Under the current law, the deadline for returning an absentee ballot to have it counted is 8 p.m. on election day. So this is a very, very big deal. I mean, how many people really think that we're going to know who's going to be president? Is it going to be Trump again? Is it going to be President Trump again? Or is it going to be Biden? I don't think we're going to know. I think this is going to be like hanging Chad time again. With the absentee ballots, the methods of counting, I don't see it. I think that this drags out a little bit. It drags out a little bit more. That it's not it's not a layup, whoever it is. I mean, if it's the president again, we've had three other presidents that got elected in a row that got elected twice. And I think the feeling I get is it's so, in some parts of the country, it's so 50-50. I mean, and I'm not kidding. You go down one street and you look at the signs, you go down the other, and they're completely polar opposite. But I think those people vote. What about the undecideds? And how do you get the undecideds to vote? That is the $64 million question. How do you get the apathy shook out enough to have people that, A, will register, want to vote, that whole thing? And there is a great big push for that to happen, my friends. All right, hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side as we invade the man cave. How did those Vegas Raiders do against New Orleans? We'll find out. The coronavirus coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On Wednesday. It's the final segment in our first hour of the show. So, wow, it was a crazy weekend of football. The Raiders beat the Saints. This was the opening Vegas game, 34-24. The Raiders are 2-0, and they look very, very, very good. So, no fans. I mean, you know, it was basically covered up. The stadium was shown off, but it was covered up. You didn't have the normal fans that you would. But that was a very, very big win to close out the week. And I thought it would be close, but I did not think, I just didn't think they would pull it out, but they certainly did. You know, Carr, the signal caller for the Raiders, had 3 touchdowns. He was just brilliant when he threaded the needle in that game. And hey, who dat nation? Drew Brees, you can always count on him, right? He passed for 312 yards, but in the end it wasn't enough because the Raiders prevailed by those 10 points that made such a big difference. And this team is good for Vegas. I don't know how people feel about, still have hard feelings about the Raiders shoving off from Oakland, but for Vegas, this is a very good thing once things open back up. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay struggled mightily their first one out of the chute, but they beat up the Panthers 31-17. The Bucs defense was a force to be reckoned with four turnovers. They took part in those four turnovers and made a huge, huge difference. The Dallas Cowboys had a spectacular game, but it certainly wasn't looking that way. Fairweather fans would have walked away from the tube, but the Cowboys had an onside kick that actually worked. They had a game-winning field goal. They stunned the Falcons. Yeah, kind of like the Falcons that were defeathered thanks to Tom Brady and the Patriots when it was a laydown Super Bowl. And then they had it. I mean, they were running away with it, then they lost. And they're famous for this, and they did this against the Dallas Cowboys because heading into the locker room at the halfway point, they had a 29-10 lead. Cowboys won 40-39. How about the Giants losing again? They're 0-2. The Bears had their number 17-13, the final score there. So it wasn't too bad of a drubbing, but a loss is a loss is a loss. Nothing bigger than the rivalry in the Midwest with the Packers and the Lions. Packers prevailed big time, 42-21. Yeah, like no contest. The Bills over the Dolphins, 31-28. How about the 49ers? They smashed the Jets, 31-13. Cardinals beat Washington, 30-15. So Washington is 1-1, by the way. It was a very interesting week. Steelers, 2-0. They beat the Broncos, 26-21. Big Ben really aired it out. 84-yard touchdown to Claypool. That was one big moment in that game. Roethlisberger passed for 311 yards and a couple of TDs. So would this be, when you talk about football normally, how political would it be? It's like a live wire. I've been on a couple of television shows, and the comments afterwards are either, you know, whatever, they're complimentary, they're talking about what we talked about, and then you get into the vitriol, and it's nasty about the NFL. I mean, there's people that are lifelong NFL fans that say, no, they're not watching this year. They may never watch again because of the politics mixed in with it. You know, this was inevitable. I mean, you see Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner of the NFL, and he has flip-flopped on a few things, and of course he's going to flip-flop in the areas that they, where the NFL needs to move, and so this is where the NFL, this is where they are at this point. But outside of the boundaries of those that are playing the game, people are trash-talking other people for paying attention to sports, and I say, I disagree. You know, this is the whole, why did anybody die for our liberties? Mom, apple pie, and whatever sport you want to insert. And so if, especially getting through the pandemic, somebody watches a game, no harm, no foul to me. I get it if you want to pick out individual games, but it doesn't seem to make any, it doesn't seem to make any sense to me. That's all. I'll just say that. It doesn't make any sense. All right, if we look at the NBA, we're down to the nitty-gritty. Aren't we in the West? The Lakers and the Nuggets. The Lakers lead the series 2-0. Yeah, 2-0. Coming off of the Lakers' drubbing of the Nuggets, 105-103. So they gave it a big fight, but the fight wasn't enough. And then you've got the Celts and the Heat. And if you watched any, if you watched any hoop over the weekend, you saw some good stuff coming out of Lake Buena Vista, Florida. And right now, if you look at the series, it was, I mean, it was, you know, Celts just pounding the way over Miami. There's just something about the Boston Celts and the way they play, not taking anything away from, ironically, not taking anything away from what Miami's doing. But, boy, oh, boy, just so, so tough. I mean, so, so tough. And in the series, you know, with, again, the way they're playing, with the way the Celts are playing, and the way we saw the Heat play after coming off of Boston beating the Raptors on 9/11 to close it all out with that 92-87 win. I keep trying to see signs of, I don't know, signs of Celts past or something, if that makes any sense. That history is so rich there. I mean, incredibly. You go back into the history vault, it's and normally this would be an incredible year. For a lot of these teams, by the way, they might be at the venues and fake crowd noise, but it's nothing like the real thing. And I think sometimes that benefits some of the younger, inexperienced players, and for the experienced people, it can mess you up. It's for some reason, it can. And you see these injuries. I mean, in baseball, they've got a slew of injuries, but in the NFL, they have a ton of injuries. On those lines, like on the offensive line, they're doing everything they can to protect the quarterbacks. If you watch some of the things that are happening because of the fragility of these relationships, etc., where there were a couple of changes on lines and workout habits and what happens. Because somebody goes down with a torn ACL or whatever it might be, it's too much to try to come back from that. I mean, just too much. And what do you do then? Then you're playing for pride is what you're doing. At that point, just find me a field so I can swing away all day, whatever it takes. Just serve some up for me. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of the show. Don't forget, on Wednesday, in our final segment of Hour 1, we do the Nail the Score thing. You can win some fabulous prizes from me here at America Tonight simply by wagering some guesses. Very easy. You don't even have to know football. We're all in this together. Thanks, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.